At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
I think he wanted to be a family man at one point in time, and football killed his family life. And now you're left with this, the aging bachelor who, yes, is surrounded by a lot of hot women, but is there any substance in his life?
This is a good thing. Why? Because it is one distraction Stephon Diggs does not need, nor will he have to contend with, as he works his way back to being a dynamic receiver in the NFL and the leader of the Patriots offense.
And maybe I'm an idiot for this take.
Those were two of yesterday's three-point stances on WEEI Afternoons. The first one by Andy Hart, who accused Tom Brady of now being a sad dad, leaving a hollow life as an international playboy and world-famous hashtag influencer.
Nobody has it worse than Tom Brady. That's what we're all saying.
Oh, my
here.
God. The brushback, including that with the guff that so Arcan dumb. Gave him, and the things I heard from friends that I'm sure did as well.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, okay. It was a great dichotomy of opinion, Ted. And then, of course, I postured, not just to pump myself up to get excited for the season, that Steph Diggs, who has since the breakup, I'll have you know, put out an awful lot of content on his YouTube channel, on practice fields, in interview rooms, on private planes, talking about how much football means to him and how he plans on taking this season, not for granted, but very, very seriously. So I said, hey, breaking up with Cardi B, getting out of that celebrity life and getting into the football limelight would be a good thing. Ted Johnson, you played with Tom Brady. You watched him win Super Bowls alongside yourself. And of course, you've had an opinion or two about Steph Diggs and the upcoming season with these Patriots. So let's go one by one. Dan, should we start with the sad influencer in Monaco that is the shirtless god hanging out with Kate Hudson and Dakota Johnson, Tom Brady?
I think that's exactly where we start.
First, was he really? I missed that. Hanging out with Kate Hudson?
No, dude.
On his yacht. Yeah, just him and those
Dakota
two.
Dakota Johnson?
Just hanging out, talking about what it's like to be in that tax bracket that we'll never understand.
God, her stepdad was Kurt Russell. Please, yes and thank you.
Okay. That I did find that to be interesting because I tend to agree with Andy, and that I'm feeling sorry for Tom. It's not about that. It's just, but do I see a guy that perhaps is not living the life he maybe imagined? Yeah, I do. And it's based on this. Okay, it's based on the you guys have heard me say that at times I think Tom sounds disingenuous, inauthentic,
saying what everybody wants to hear, not necessarily what he thinks.
And somebody who is that talks his, you know, for a living and tells you things that I don't know, that I don't think he really feels, is someone that sounds confused to me, that doesn't really know who he is. I get the sense Tom comes from this very stable, very connected family where they're almost a mesh family. Like a lot of these, they're very close, but I think they're all kind of in each other's business, which. You know, I grew up in the most opposite family, and so I've always been jealous of those types of families. But there's a certain level of, you know, maybe it's not the exact dynamic you want, but that's better than what most people have, which is at least they all love each other, connected, a mesh, blah, blah, blah. And now he's got kids from different women. Some are married to, some he wasn't married to. You know, my guess is he, just like Andy said, I think he probably would prefer to be, quote unquote, a family man, but it runs contrary to this other life that he wants too, which is being the playboy and kind of, you know, running in certain circles. That's not congruent with stable family life. And so I think Tom's caught in this thing that's pulling both sides. He doesn't really know which one he wants to be right now. And so I can see Andy's point. I can see there being a little bit of a sadness to kind of the state of where he is. I'll be honest, and for a single dad, on holidays, it's the worst. You know, your holiday, what'd you do for the 4th? Well, my kids were with their grandparents. I wish they were with me, but, you know, it is what it is. Like, I think the holidays for a single dad, it really hits home. But the point Andy made was a good one in the sense, I can see there being a sad. Do I feel sorry for him? No, because he's got all his money, and he's got all his fame, and he's got all his fortune, but he just hasn't found that, in my opinion, probably that true kind of life that he wants to live every day. It is still out of his grasp. And I think he's still searching for that life.
So maybe he steers into one direction more to try to fill a certain void that's being left by the other. If that makes enough sense.
And then he goes too much into that part, right. and it doesn't fulfill him. And the pendulum keeps going back and forth until
man,
he eventually
I don't think he's recalibrated,
settles.
Ted. I don't think he has been able to fight, like you said. This has to be Tom Brady 3.0, if you will. Like, there's Tom Brady before he became the GOAT.
Can I just tell you, Fitzy, Tom Brady's no different than the Ted Johnson, than a lot of football players. When they retire, they go, oh, crap, who am I? Who am I? And then people don't know how to treat you, and so you perceive how people view you in a way. It's like, well, they only knew you as a football player, and now you don't play football, so they don't want anything to do with you. There's a whole recalibration of who you are, and the longer you play football, look at Belichick. It's like now he doesn't know what to do with himself. It's almost like being out of that off-season, in-season, that ritualistic kind of way of living for so long is now that's not the case. It can really mess up even the most what you think well-adjusted guys are. And I think the longer you play, the more messed up you are when you retire. If you just play for a short time, you're still young. You get into the workforce. It's not that big of a deal. The transition from football to quote unquote the real world is harder the longer you play.
And did you feel it go away? Is there still any part of you that's like, oh man, I like think about those athlete days and the routine and the kind of stability that brought?
I love it.
Teddy, strap him on. Let's go.
I miss it.
It dissipates, but maybe it doesn't completely go away.
You're so comfortable with it.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, you know, the way I talk to my colleagues was the same. The real world, I say that and HR is coming after me and, you know, you're getting reprimanded and you're off the radio for a day or two. Oh, crap. And it's just it's a whole different kind of thing that you have to navigate in the quote unquote real world that you don't have to in when you're playing football, like Bill Belichick can attest to. Like, you see all the problems that have kind of arose in his life now that he's not an NFL coach anymore.
Yeah, and now he's going to beauty pageants in Maine and playing footsies on Instagram, which is just what we always thought he'd be doing in 2025. And I still maintain that if Tom Brady either announced his retirement after he almost threw the Lombardi into the waters outside of Tampa, or after his failed comeback from 27-3 when he had a bloody lip in the game, the divisional round against the Rams, like that would either one of those would have been incredible stamps. Like, see Belichick, see world, I did it, I won, and hey, guess what? I was capable of another incredible comeback. It was just a really bad call by Who's the head coach now of Tampa Bay? Todd Bowles.
Todd Bowles,
who's then defensive coordinator to put a zero blitz in and not cut and only put a safety deep on Cooper Kupp as well. But he played one more year. It broke everything up. And look, any one of us would probably not hate to be on that yacht. But at the same time, he does look a little lost. And Ted, just real quick on my position. That this could be a good thing for Steph Diggs, that he's now out of the line.
Well, hold on, Fitzy, real quick, before you get to I want to just put a bow on the Brady stuff.
Go for it.
But I want to hear your thought on that, because I have a thought. But Andy said this about TB12 yesterday. He said that football is what causes divorce, and it's what's made him unhappy.
Yes.
And it's not football that's the problem. Oh. It's the ego. It's Tom wanting, he wants – football gave him – money and fame. Without football, he wants fame and money and to be in that upper echelon more than anything. Without football, but that's ego driven.
Mm-hmm.
It's ego that caused the divorce, not football. It's his ego that drives him to play football because of all the things that it brings him. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but my one little pushback to that, Ted, would be like, he's got fame galore now. Like, He's broadcasting. He's producing movies. He's in movies. He's in every seventh commercial that's on ESPN or during a football broadcast. He bought the card vault. He's the king of Fanatics Fest. I would say we get more Tom Brady. I almost even wonder, outside of like Kevin Hart and Pedro Pascal, if we haven't reached peak Tom Brady as well. So I think he's got the money, the fame, the visual recognition right now, more Twitter followers, more Instagram fans. He's been on Mr. Beast and done all those things. I just think that he's missing the psycho drive. Like, he had that psycho drive. He pursued it to a point where it wrecked his marriage, and it's like, now what? So he's just grasping at everything.
What drives a psycho drive?
Well, that's in it. Fitz, you bring up an interesting point. Like, Ted, does he need to do the stuff that Fitz he's bringing up? Does he need to be an owner in the NFL? Does he need to be a businessman? Does he need?
No.
He's the greatest quarterback of all time.
And it's still not satisfying enough. The
right,
ego
right.
is, yeah. He wants to be relevant.
Yeah.
He doesn't play football, but yet you see him all the time. Why? Because he wants to be relevant. He's so terrified. Belichick's the same way. They want to be more than just football players. They want to be people that are in your brains constantly, 24/7. Every time I'm on my Instagram feed, it's like some inspirational quote from Tom. It's like he's everywhere.
Yeah.
That's ego. Yeah. That's ego. And that tells me that it's ego that has driven him to a divorce more than, and if he is unhappy, to his unhappiness more than anything else.
All right, executive decision, guys. We were going to jump into Ted's Movie Club because we have a new cinematic assignment for the week. We're going to push that to odds and ends later in the show. So we will get our movie assignment for this week from Big Teddy J. But Chris J., Mike, and all who just loaded up the phone lines at 617-779-7937, we'll get to you